The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO at One Bills Drive, and joining us in studio, getting set for his third year with the Buffalo Bills, defensive back Aaron Williams. Thanks for coming down here, Aaron.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I don't know how we made it through the entire season last year without you coming in here to our studio. I know we talked at training camp at Fisher, but we haven't done this in the studio.
Yeah, the last time we did was actually during training camp, and yeah. It was fun being on there. I'm surprised we even did do it again.
What was I thinking last year? Hey, this is, you're in your first week here of voluntary off-season conditioning. Obviously, you took the voluntary part seriously, the fact that you're here this week.
Oh, definitely. You know, especially when you have a new coach. You don't ever want to not be here, you know, with a new coaching staff. You know, I wanted to come here and not only work out, but, you know, get well acquainted with my new coach and the new playbook and just work from there.
Tell me and tell our listeners what a typical day is like for you guys here this week. You know, what do you go through when you're here at this voluntary workout program? I mean,
pretty much you have two groups. You know, either the morning group and the afternoon group. It all depends on which one you want to do. If you're a morning person, you're obviously in the morning, early mornings, and guys who don't like waking up come in the afternoons. In between them, we have a little team meeting, about maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then we'll go do a little install, about maybe an hour or 45 minutes. And then after that, you know, it's just you choose. You know, you pick more time in the playbook or do things you want to do, get your mind off things or whatever.
So how long a day is it then typically this week for you here?
Typically, and I'm probably here about from 9 to about 2.
Okay. It's a pretty good day. And you said it's when you do the team meeting, that's the entire team, like both groups, morning and afternoon,
yeah,
get together?
Yeah, just a quick, you know, business meeting, basically.
Okay.
Coach gives the little scoop, not only, you know, what we're doing as far as install, but just around the league kind of stuff, what the team's doing, stuff like that.
And then do you break out into defensive back?
Yeah, after that, you know, offense, defense, break it up evenly, and we have a defensive team meeting, offense team meeting, and then, you know, we separate in our position groups.
And you say you're already into install, which means they're showing you the kind of defensive schemes and the kind of coverages you guys are going to run.
Yeah, you know, we already started getting into the playbook. We put a few things in, and it's an exciting defense, I can say that.
What makes it exciting?
Oh, man, just a lot of different schemes and stuff we didn't do last year. A lot of new things. A few things that, you know, put me in, and not only me, but other players, you know, Mario and all the key guys in the best position possible.
Aaron, tell us a little bit about the fact that it's an early jump for this coaching staff. I mean, you get a couple of week edge, I guess, on teams that have not changed coaches. Do you think that'll make a difference to have a 2-week head start?
I think so, just because we're in the playbook more than the other teams. And I actually like it that way, you know, we would come back early. Because you won't have to rush, you know, before training camp to figure things out. You know, you already have the mindset of, you know, what you got to do, what your responsibility is, and not be really, you know, skeptical about, you know, your responsibility because you haven't been really learning it as fast as possible.
I'm trying to remember last year, you were in here earlier, weren't you, for the off-season program?
Yeah,
wasn't it sometime in March?
Yeah, kind of. I came in a little like early middle area, kind of the same time as I am now. So it's really nothing different.
Okay.
And, I chose to come back. And work out with Siona.
And then in your first year, your rookie year, of course, you had the big mix-up with the lockout.
Yeah.
I mean, what a terrible way to start in the NFL, really.
Yeah.
And then you can't do anything until training camp opens.
Yeah,
I think it was July 28th or so.
Yeah, talk about being thrown in the fire. I mean, it was you know, looking back, you know, actually going through OTAs and minicamp and all that, and looking back and just having a lockout and going to training camp, man, it was learn as quick as possible. And, you know, you try to come up with a scheme. But it actually helped me out because it actually helps me now to develop learning things faster and faster.
Yeah, when you have to learn under the gun, you have to do it. Hey, there's been a lot of talk this week about a new attitude, a new tone set by Doug Marrone and his coaching staff. Do you detect that with the stuff they've done, even the cosmetic changes around the building this week?
Yeah, I mean, first thing I walked in the building was a lot of things hanging up on the wall that we didn't have last year. The practice field, a lot of the AFC and the AFL championship banners are up, and then we have the Lombardi Trophy round. You know, that's the number one goal we have going in. And, you know, just talking to Coach, you know, we talked one-on-one in his office, and I can definitely tell he has a totally different attitude about what his expectations are this season. And number one thing is to get back to the playoffs because 13 years is unacceptable.
What do you think about having, and it's in several places, it's almost like one of those fathead things on the wall of the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
What do you think when you see that in the meeting rooms and in the hallways around here?
That lets me know that these guys are serious. You know, this is just not something they, you know, put up here for decoration. They're really serious about getting that trophy. And, you know, back in the 90s, that, you know, had that dominant team. He wants to go back to that dominant team. And like Coach says, have people look at a schedule and they see the Bills and make them cringe a little bit. So that's what attitude we're trying to bring back.
And they also, I think this is a departure this year when you showed up here on Tuesday of this week, they handed out iPads to every returning player. Yeah. What's that all about? What do you do with that?
Basically, you just have the iPad for your playbook instead of an actual big playbook you carry around that's about 20 pounds. Now everything is technology nowadays. You have it all on your iPad. You look it up at home. It's a lot easier, I feel like.
Are you one of those guys that used that technology anyway last year for football stuff?
Yeah, I used it when we first got the first app called Shuttle.
Right.
And it helped a lot just because, we're always on our iPad now. You know, you never see a playbook and you're like, oh, it's a big playbook.
Yeah.
But now your iPad, you flip through it, go through it. It's actually more fun going through iPad than it is a playbook.
We're talking with Bills defensive back Aaron Williams, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. So you've been here 2 years, Aaron, and over those 2 years you've started a total of 16 games, the first 8 games as a starter last year. That's pretty good experience for the first 2 years in the league, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it's right. After my first rookie year, when Terrence went down, once again got thrown in the fire, had to pick up things quickly. And, it's your job to go out there when your name is called and do the best of your abilities.
What have you liked about those first 2 years in the league?
The first 2 years in the league, first year was good. The second year, it was a rough year. So it made me comparison of to how I handled things when it was bad and how I handled things when it was good. And now I know how both kind of those years are. I can improve on this next year. I'm telling you right now, this year not for me, but for the team, is going to be a big year.
What did you not like about last year? What did you think went rough for you?
Just my confidence, And I never usually, my confidence just never goes down low. And my confidence, kind of lost it after maybe the third game of the season. And I had, when George was here, he helped me out a lot. And Bird, Terrence, and Leo built my confidence up. And Now my confidence is through the roof, and I'm ready to go back out there and do work.
Aaron, you're at a position, really, where maintaining an even keel is almost essential. And you mentioned, like, Liotis. I think of Liotis as a guy who really doesn't get too up or too down when he's out there playing defensive back. Yeah. Is that the way you would like to approach it as far as the highs and lows that will come at your position?
I like to stay high no matter what.
Yeah.
If it's bad, stay high. If it's high, you stay even higher. You never want a point in your career to go down low. Your confidence always has to be up. You never want to show your opponent that you're giving up or you're frustrated. Always have a positive mindset, and it'll take you a long way.
You mentioned just a moment ago a couple of guys who are no longer here, guys that you look to for leadership and maybe some guidance when you talked about George Wilson and Terrence McGee. How much do you think you might miss those two?
I'll miss them a lot. But they moved on to different teams, and unfortunately, if we play them, we gotta kick their butts. Learn what they taught us, and then apply it to them. And it's a business, and good luck to those guys, but we're setting for a goal, and we're going to reach that goal.
Aaron, you were one of a group of pretty talented cornerbacks on this roster, young cornerbacks, when you think of Gilmore and McKelvin and, Justin Rogers and some of the others. That's a good young core group of pretty talented DBs back there, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I keep hearing the young DBs. I feel like after your first year, you're not young no more. You've been through 16 games. You've been through OTAs and minicamp now. You have the experience. Once that first year is gone, all that young excuse, all that is out the window. You got to be ready. You got to become a veteran. Get ready for the other rookies to come in and teach them what you learned when your first year. And, we've learned the last 2 years a lot from the past two seasons. So, we're a veteran DB corps now.
Bills cornerback Aaron Williams, our guest. And I want to talk a little bit about your offseason, because every time you show up on Twitter during the offseason, it seems like you're talking about rodeo. Yeah. You're a rodeo guy. You're a fan. And do you participate in rodeos also?
I try to. We have the Austin Rodeo, the Houston Rodeo, San Antonio Rodeo. So anytime there's a rodeo, I try to, learn, just like football. When some event comes, you want to learn the best, around the best. And, rodeo for me is just something to get away from football and just kind of clear my mind. It's kind of like my getaway. So whenever I have a chance to ride my horses, I go out there and ride it for a while.
Do you own horses?
Yeah, I actually own two up here.
Do you?
Yeah.
What kind of horses?
I got a paint, a quarter horse.
Okay.
So my paint's a little, like, go around and ride, and my quarter horse is kind of a show horse. Doing a lot of reining stuff, little competitions, win some money on the side.
Do you, in show, horse shows, that's what you do. You don't do rodeos with the quarter horse up there, do you?
No, not that one.
And do you participate in rodeo events? What events do you do? Or?
I'm starting to do a team roping here in a little bit. Trying to find a teammate to come with me. It's kind of hard though, because you know I meet somebody in Buffalo and then I'm in Texas and he has to come back to Texas, or if I meet somebody in Texas, I have to come back to Buffalo. So, you know, trying to compromise to whoever's going to, you know, compete with me.
You know, I'm not I'm not an expert at all on rodeo. I've been to rodeos, and the one thing that I took away from it the couple times I've been was the athleticism of many of the cowboys. I mean, these are some of the toughest guys you'll ever see doing a variety of athletic moves and tasks. I mean, it's pretty impressive at the highest level of rodeo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, I take what cowboys taught me in the rodeo, I apply it to football. You know, you see guys get, you know, horned in the face and headbutted by big bulls, and they keep going, they keep rolling. You know, in football, you know, when you have a sprained ankle, you're not going to, you know, quit. You know, I think of that, you know, man, it could be worse. You know, keep pushing through the pain, you know, fight through the pain. So, you know, it teaches me, you know, both sides of the field.
This is what I like about rodeo, and I've told people this. Rodeo guy can get thrown off a horse or something or fall off the horse, and they get up, and if they're hurt, you never know it. They kind of just brush off their pants and walk away.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how they do that. You know, I think of a lot when the Bills play the Patriots, I always remark on the radio broadcast, Wes Welker to me looks like he'd be a good rodeo athlete, doesn't he? I mean, the guy's getting bounced around. Yeah. He's got kind of that build, that wiry, tough build. You played against him. What do you think?
Yeah, Wes is just, he doesn't show any emotion.
Yeah.
I actually never hit him talk any trash, or when he gets hit hard, you know, especially the Ed Reed hit, you know, he got right back up and walked it off. And I give much respect to Wes, because he's not the biggest guy in the field, but he plays like he's the biggest guy. So, you know, guys like that, you want to have on your team.
Back to football, Aaron. What are your goals for this year, both for you and for this Buffalo Bills team?
Playoffs.
Really?
That's the number one goal. It don't matter what I want. Personally, you know, what my goals are personal, I'm going to keep it personal. But right now, it's not about me. It's about the team, and that's to get to the playoffs, and that's it. There's no other goal but that.
Good luck to you. Good to see you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Aaron Williams, Bills defensive back, going into his third year. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from One Bills Drive on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.